Business Time, Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Susie Atamare. In the business news this morning, inflation set to pick up, but not for long. A new owner for a fast food chain, and we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. Well, bank economists are picking inflation to lift slightly in the September quarter, but the long-term outlook remains to the downside. Quarterly consumer price index is out on Friday, the consensus being for a 0.9% rise in prices. That will take the annual rate to 1.6%. Westpac senior economist Michael Gordon says the rise in local body rates and fuel excise will be the main drivers. However, he says those near-term factors aren't indicative of the overall path of inflation.
In the near term, it's more likely to be more of a mixed picture. For instance, we are getting anecdotes of whiteware and electronics and stuff. Stores are finding it harder to restock. And as a result, they're probably not going to be all that keen to be discounting to clear stock if they're sort of struggling to replace it. So there might actually be some perverse effects in terms of pushing prices up in the near term. But the broader high-level picture is that an economy that's running below potential is probably not going to have much in the way of inflationary pressures for prices or for wage growth.
Michael Gordon says inflation will likely drop below 1% in the coming year. Well, selling a struggling fast food chain in the midst of a global pandemic and nationwide lockdown might seem like a bit of a tough job, but that's exactly what the receivers of Burger King were faced with 6 months ago. The parent companies of the country's third biggest fast food chain went into receivership owing about $65 million after a major offshore shareholder said it wouldn't keep investing in the New Zealand business. Well, Calibre Partners, they used to be called Cordamentha, were appointed receivers just before the lockdown. They've now sold the operating arm of the business, which wasn't in receivership, to the same company that owns the Starbucks franchise in this country. Receiver Brendan Gibson says the circumstances were trying, and it's a success story that all 1,800 Burger King staff have kept their jobs.
Totally unprecedented, nothing I've come across in my working career of about 30 years. We would normally be fronting people in person or trying to manage things differently. So very, very trying times for a number of people, from creditors to staff and management to landlords. But we got there. I suppose it took a long time, took a wee while, but we managed to, with the use of technology, run a process that enabled us to get particularly that creditors' compromise up and running, so we were able to restart the business.
Brendan Gibson from Calibre Partners. The hospitality industry is being encouraged to offer flexible working shifts to make it more appetising for workers over the age of 50 to join the industry. Hospitality platform Barcats, which connects hospitality workers with employers, says the industry is dealing with a skill shortage as it's typically relied on overseas workers to fill jobs. Its chief executive Jeffrey Williams says his platform's looking to recruit more and more mature workers, as he calls them, who are struggling financially, but first the industry needs to better cater for their needs.
We're working really hard with venues as well to really start thinking about reclassifying that job of, you know, hey, a full-time chef could actually be two part-time chefs. And if you're looking at some part-time work, well, then actually our more mature age candidates could absolutely be perfect. You know, they might not want to do a full 38 hours a week anymore, but they may well love to do 20 hours during the course of the week. And really, you know, we've got to find a way to sort of change the paradigm and really be more accepting to bringing our mature age community right back into the industry.
That's Jeffrey Williams, Chief Executive of Barcats. Let's have a look at financial markets. Wall Street, the main indices up around 1.2%. The chances of a stimulus package for small US businesses seems to have improved. Department of Justice and 11 states have filed antitrust proceedings against Google's owner Alphabet, but the shares aren't being too fazed by that. So all in all, Wall Street is stronger over across the board. Our own top 50 index gained 77 points yesterday, about 0.2%. Starts the morning at 12,462. New Zealand dollar just a touch softer, 65.8 US cents, 93.2 Australian, 50.9 British pence, 0.556 euro, 69.5 Japanese yen, and 4.39 yuan. Brent crude oil a touch higher, $42.70 US a barrel, and gold is up $5 at $1,909 US dollars an ounce. time just to tell you that the High Court gave the rubber stamp to the MetLife Care takeover. It looks like finally that deal is done and almost dusted. The Swedish equity firm EQT has finally made it over the line. The company will cease trading on Friday and will be delisted on stock exchanges on November the 3rd. That's business for now. Back around 8:30 with a market update.